Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is CBS Sports Radio. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief show. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. All right, happy Monday night to you. Happy NFL wild card weekend to you. It's basically coming to a close. Right now in the fourth quarter, about 11 minutes left, the Los Angeles Rams, to steal a phrase from The Rock, they are laying the smackdown on the Cards. Candy asses, the score is 31-11. They ain't a whole lot to enjoy here. Kyler Murray interceptions out of the end zone for pick six. It's a beatdown. This is another beatdown that we've gotten here over NFL wildcard week. And ask the Steelers about a beatdown. Ask the Patriots about a beatdown. Tonight, we got another one as the NFL starts to march towards the divisional rounds. Thank you to producer Susumu and much love. We had a New York Giants legend who's just hanging out in his car, randomly grabbing them groceries because the game here sucks. And he calls me up. So much love to Leonard Marshall, not just knocking the living hell out of Joe Montana, but then also winning championships with the New York Giants. And I look forward to talking to Leonard again. Thank you so much, Leonard, for coming through and granting your perspective on the NFL, the game that you played, and then also the New York Giants, where I cannot wait to have more of a conversation when I'm on WFAN Saturday. So, Leonard, I look forward to chatting with you again real soon to talk to you on WFAN, okay? If you want to give me a holler here at CBS Sports Radio, it's very simple. The number, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me. I am on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. That is at JR Sport Brief. Susumu, quick question for you, my man, and thank you so much for coordinating everything. When you take a look at all of the games that we have seen over the weekend so far, is there a game that stood out to you the most and why?
I was more stunned by really watching the Chiefs just obliterate the Steelers. Now, you think that that's not even the most interesting game because we knew this was going to happen. But the way that they did it, and it kind of just reminds everybody that, yeah, the Chiefs struggled in the early part of the season, but they really know how to just get going when they need to. It's almost like a snap of the fingers. Like, Patrick Mahomes decides, you know what? I'm going to toss a touchdown. We're going to go down this field, and we're going to just eviscerate this defense, slice them and dice them. And it kind of just reminds everybody that this is why this team consistently is considered a Super Bowl contender for the past few seasons. And even watching that Travis Kelce touch it, that was beautiful, JR. Like, they were basically clowning this supposedly good Steelers defense.
Yeah, well, the Steelers defense is okay. It's about 20th as it relates to points this season, and you just said it. You think about the Kansas City Chiefs and how they started the season, not all that hot. They had a record of 3-4. They go on a winning streak. They've only lost one game dating back to October. You know, they won 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They won 9 out of 10 games to finish the season, the Kansas City Chiefs did, and that's after they started 3-4. So, no, it was no big surprise that they wiped the floor with the Steelers. It was certainly entertaining as background noise. Every time I looked up at the screen, you know, somebody was dancing. Tyreek Hill was flipping. He's dancing around with pom-poms. Like, they had their fun at the expense of the Steelers winning 42-21. This was a massive beatdown. And so the Kansas City Chiefs, what do they do next? They take on another team that handed out a beatdown. I guess this is the beatdown portion of the show, because we saw the Bills beat down the Pats 47-17. This is still mind-boggling to me that the Buffalo Bills scored a touchdown on every single possession. They had 7 possessions, which doesn't sound like a lot, but all 7 possessions, they went out there and they scored a touchdown, which is absolutely ridiculous. Ridiculous to me. Okay, now let's go to the first beatdown, because this one holds a little bit more, because it is likely the final game that we will have seen Ben Roethlisberger play in. We had to go through the whole song and dance, you know, when he played at home and he was walked off the field with his family, his wife, his kids. We had to see Ben Roethlisberger soak in the fans and the love in Pittsburgh. And then he played a game against the Ravens, and then the Steelers at 9-7-1 got into the playoffs, but we knew it was all a long shot. And so after the game, yeah, the Chiefs will go on, and we'll have plenty of time to talk about the Chiefs and the Bills this week. But Ben Roethlisberger, he talked about just how great of a career he's had, how great of a life he's had, especially being in Pittsburgh, of all places. Take a listen.
It's tough, but I'm proud to play with these guys. God has blessed me with an ability to throw a football and has blessed me to play in the greatest city in Pittsburgh with the greatest fans and the greatest football team and players, and it has just been truly a blessing, and I'm so thankful.
Listen, a man got the job 2004. Same draft as Philip Rivers, same draft as Eli Manning. Ben Roethlisberger, he hit the jackpot. At the time, the youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl when they got the job done in 2006. He was 23 years old. Not too shabby. 2 years in the league, boom, Super Bowl champ. Walked away with 2 Super Bowl rings. Ben Roethlisberger is going to walk into the Hall of Fame. That's what's next for him. Not just a Steelers legend, he's a winner. Nobody's going to confuse him with Tom Brady or Peyton Manning. He's just a hard-nosed winner. He got the job done. He did not lose. He's going to turn 40, it should be, in March. And it looks like he's done. Looks like it's over. And so Ben Roethlisberger, he also waxed poetic about the day he was drafted and his time in Pittsburgh and what it meant to him. And he just says, especially as it relates to Dan Rooney and his legacy, Ben Roethlisberger just hopes that he's kind of lived up to the Steelers' legacy, what Dan Rooney left, and that he hopefully passes it on to somebody else.
It was meant to be that I was going to wear black and gold. Draft day, I had a black suit on with a gold tie. I mean, I'm just so thankful. I hope that I'm able to pass the legacy of what it is to be a Steeler from, again, with Dan Rooney, you know. And so we all miss him. Anyone that knew him misses him. And so it's just hopefully I could pass some of that on to some of the guys and it can continue the tradition of what it means to be a Steeler.
The tradition of what it means to be a Steeler. And we know the Steelers aren't a joke of a franchise. You know, we just talked about, we spoke with Leonard Marshall about the New York Giants. And how, if you think about the New York Giants, they have become a joke. The Steelers haven't reached that space. Granted, they need to figure out who their next quarterback is going to be. But we know the Steelers are a great organization. Continuity, haven't always been great, but haven't fallen into the complete toilet or the abyss in regards to just trying to maintain stability to be good. Let's see what they can do with no QB, or as they look for one. And someone who has to look for what the hell he does is Ben Roethlisberger. He didn't specify that he was going to retire. He just knows that there's something next that's going to come in life.
I'm nervous. No, I am excited just because, you know, I get to go home tonight. I assume we're going to make it out and get home, and we've got snow, and so the kids are already playing and tubing and doing, you know, sledding and stuff. So being a husband and father, you never take a day off. You got to keep going. And so as we move from one chapter to the next, it's going to be different, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be a new challenge, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, all we need right now is the official announcement. What the hell is Ben Roethlisberger waiting for? Yeah, sure, he can do things on his own time. But when you start talking about tubing in the snow with your family, it's like, what are we doing here, Big Ben? Ben Roethlisberger in retirement is going to sell hamburgers at a restaurant. He's going to sell cars somewhere on television in Pittsburgh. He's going to, you know, pop up at games and be an ambassador. Every now and then, I guess he'll be on Peyton Manning and Eli's show on ESPN when it's time to call games. And he's going to live the good life as a Hall of Famer, as a legend, as one of the greatest quarterbacks, one of the greatest winners of all time. And so Andy Reid, been around a lot of champs, coached against a lot of them. He gave love to Big Ben Roethlisberger. This is what Andy Reid had to say about handing out that whooping to him and just what Roethlisberger means.
It was an honor to coach against Ben in his last game. I'm happy for him. He's been a two-time champion, future Hall of Famer, done a great job in this league, representing this league. So, and I know he'll do the same when he's done here.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Good for the league, except for that time the league had to suspend him because of his legal issues. But I guess that was a long time ago. Ben Roethlisberger, post that point, has had no issues or problems that I can recall. So in that regard, you know, kudos to him. And so Ben Roethlisberger looks like his career is over. Looks like the Steelers will be looking for a new quarterback. And the Kansas City Chiefs, we know exactly what they'll be doing. They're going to be hosting the Buffalo Bills. The same Buffalo Bills that I told you destroyed the New England Patriots 47-17. The temperature in Buffalo was like 6 degrees. Ryan Fitzpatrick, God bless him, he was hanging out in the stands with the fans in Buffalo. You know, former Buffalo Bills quarterback. Ryan Fitzpatrick just seems like a fun guy. And so good for him and good for the fans that were near him to go out there and have that experience. The Buffalo Bills have been hot to end the regular season. They won 3 out of their last 4 games. They scored a touchdown on every drive. Josh Allen threw 5 touchdowns. Dawson Knox caught 2 of them. A Singletary, 81 yards on the ground. They dominated. And the Patriots, who lost 3 of 4 to finish the regular season, it's what I thought might happen. I didn't expect a beatdown like this. But I took a look at the New England Patriots and thought that they might at least keep it close. But similar to what Kyler Murray is going through right now, as they are losing 34-11 as they got about 4 minutes left in the game. Young quarterbacks, first game, I expect you to get smacked. Unless you're Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow walked away with a victory over the weekend. But for the most part, it's a whole new ball game. It's a whole new experience. You got to go do some damn damage, or you have to live through a beating before you come out better for it. So, Mac Jones, he experienced it. 2 touchdowns, meaningless. two interceptions, one amazing interception. Not for Mac Jones, the interception was not amazing. But he threw a pass, Mac Jones did, towards the end zone. I forgot the targeted receiver. But Micah Hyde jumped out and just snatched it out the air. And it was absolutely great to watch. It was one of the best INTs I've ever seen by a defensive back. And that was early in the game. And at that moment, it just seemed like, oh, my God, the Bills are making this look easy. The Patriots had a chance to let the game at least appear or be close. And it was snatched right away. And that pretty much determined, it felt like, the tone for the entire game. Okay? It's kind of wild here. Devin McCourty, been with the Patriots forever as a safety. He said, they ain't play no damn defense.
Sucks to end the season that way. Credit to them, obviously. I mean, I don't think we got to stop on defense tonight. So just not how you want to end any season, not how you want to play a game, playoff game.
Yeah, 47 points. 47 points. 47? Bill Belichick said we just got beat from pillar to post.
We just couldn't keep up with them tonight, so certainly deserved a win. Well coached, team executed well, and we just couldn't do much anything.
So what happens to Mac Jones? Did he punish Mac Jones? Is he stuffing him in his basement? Is he gluing him to film? What happens to Mac Jones? Well, Bill Belichick gave him credit. Bill Belichick said that he looks forward to seeing him next season. But Mac Jones, he took responsibility for this.
Obviously, we didn't play how we wanted to play, and every game's different, and we didn't have a chance to win the game. And it starts with me, you know, just getting momentum early and not putting ourselves in that position.
Yeah, he shouldn't be so hard on himself. It's not all his fault. Mac Jones didn't go out there and give up 47 points. He didn't do it. And so, yeah, their season is done. Bill Belichick was asked the next morning in his final press conference, like, hey, man, well, you're coming back. You're going to be 70 years old. You got to deal with these young players. And I want you to listen to the question, and I want you to listen to the enthusiastic answer that Bill Belichick gave.
I just want to ask you just on you personally, like how you feel about coaching. I'm just listening to you. It sounds like you're sort of ready to turn the page to 2022 and sort of go through the process. Like, is it safe to say this is still something you want to do in 2022?
Yeah, I'd say that would be accurate.
Oh, he's great. And he spoke to the media. He's just like, oh, yeah, it's been great working with you guys this season. They're like, whoa, I respect you guys. And he gave a straight face like he wanted to rip them apart. The New England Patriots, they go towards the postseason. Bill Belichick is probably missing Tom Brady. I think they need to bring in additional weapons on offense, need to, you know, plug a couple holes on defense, get a little younger. We know Bill Belichick is not afraid to cut a damn person. And the Buffalo Bills, they move on to the Kansas City Chiefs. And so this is going to be one hell of a matchup. And Josh Allen says, okay, we did our job with the Pats. Now it's time to move to the next step.
It feels good for the fans, and I know that, and I'm glad we could give that to them. But at the end of the day, it's a playoff game that we advanced on, and doesn't matter what we did this week or last week or the week before. What matters is what we do going forward.
Yeah, look, Josh Allen. He's a quarterback that he's growing. He's one of the quarterbacks that got into the playoffs a couple of seasons, first go-round, trying to do too much, throwing turnovers, trying to be Superman, and he got better. He took the experience, and he grew. Last year, AFC title game. I don't think it would surprise anybody if they beat the Chiefs and go back to another AFC title game. Buffalo Bills are good. That's what I say. Sometimes you got to take that beating to come out better on the other side. And head coach Sean McDermott, coaches are never happy. They can never look at anything going on and just be thrilled about it. Because despite the beatdown, he said, yeah, we got room to improve.
We still have plenty to work on, though. I know the score was what it was, but there's a lot in there that is kind of hidden right now that we got to get fixed for next week.
The damn coaches. Always looking for something to be not negative about. Always looking for something to fix. You win 47-17. You score every time you have the ball. Just say, I'm going to look at the film. He didn't even know what needed to be fixed. He couldn't tell you. Coach is never happy. The Buffalo Bills, it's going to be a fun one as they take on the Chiefs. 49ers are going to take on the Packers. It looks like right now with this game going on, it's just a formality as we move towards 2 minutes in the fourth. Los Angeles is beating the Cards 34-11. And so it looks like Los Angeles is going to take on the Bucks. And then Leonard Marshall talked about it, Mr. Joe Burrow. The Bengals, they will be taking on the Titans. And the Bengals, they got by the Vegas Raiders on Saturday afternoon. So what we're going to do, I want to spend a little bit more time talking about this Belichick man who isn't done. And then we're going to talk about the Bengals and what they are doing right now. Leonard Marshall says they're the hottest team in the NFL. And he believes that they'll come out of the AFC. We're going to get into it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And there's nothing else to think about. There's no more time left on the clock. It is official. The Los Angeles Rams have beat the Arizona Cardinals. The final score, 34-11. This game was not competitive at all. At all. Nothing. From the get-go. From the word go, the Arizona Cardinals just didn't have a chance in this game. In the first quarter alone, -3 yards of offense by the Arizona Cardinals. Their first 4 drives were all punts. Odell Beckham Jr. was able to haul in a touchdown. Matthew Stafford was able to rush for a touchdown. There was a point in this game. Odell Beckham Jr. threw 1 pass. 40 yards. There was a point in this game where Odell Beckham Jr., about an hour ago, he had 40 yards passing. He had more yards passing at that time than Kyler Murray, who only had 28. Ultimately, Kyler Murray finishes the game 137 yards with two interceptions. One of the interceptions is as ugly can be. He's trying to avoid a safety in the end zone, and rather than throwing it away, which he should have done way, way ahead of time, he's holding on to the ball. He's now forced into being sacked or having to take two, and he doesn't get the ball out of bounds because he can. It's too late, and he sort of just flips the ball out of the end zone, and it goes right into the damn hands of the defender for pick six, and he threw another interception. Yeah, David Long intercepted the ball, and he didn't have to go but 2-3 yards for a touchdown. So not the greatest of nights for the Arizona Cardinals. Not a good ending for Kyler Murray. And I said last week, I feel that he's going to just have to do too much to carry this team. There's no DeAndre Hopkins out there. He's a novice. This is his first go-round in the playoffs. And the Los Angeles Rams, who have the advantage in coaching experience, playing experience, etc., they move on. They advance. And so Matthew Stafford, he wins a playoff game. He doesn't have to worry about people slaughtering him after the trade from Detroit. 202 yards passing, two touchdowns. Matthew Stafford only had to throw the ball 17 times, completed 13 of those passes. It was all about the rush. You know, Los Angeles had a big lead from the get-go. They were able to get massive chunks of yardage on the ground rushing. Sony Michel, Cam Akers, who just came back from the Achilles injury. Collectively, 38 rushing attempts by the Rams. 140 yards, a touchdown. Absolutely amazing. Los Angeles will now move on. Who do they have next on the schedule? They're going to take on the Bucks. And so they have the defending Super Bowl champs right in front of their face. And now we just have to see how that looks as these Los Angeles Rams, we know they are going all in. Let's trade for Stafford. Let's trade for Von Miller. Let's go ahead and bring in Odell Beckham Jr., who a lot of people were telling me with Cleveland, oh, he's just washed up. And now he's competing for a Super Bowl. He was able to haul in a touchdown. He was able to help this squad out. And the Rams, I'd say that now they're the team with the most to lose, given how much they've had to pay to assemble this team. It's been a massive gamble, and they don't even play in Vegas. That's the Raiders, and the Raiders just lost. And so when we get to the top of the hour, we're going to spend more time talking about the Los Angeles Rams and their victory over the Arizona Cardinals in Inglewood as they advance to take on the defending champion Bucks. The final score one more time here, 34-11. That's 34-11 in Los Angeles. The Cards move on, and I guess Kyler Murray, he'll think about baseball. Kyler Murray, he'll think about his future. Kyler Murray, he'll hope and pray that next year he's healthy, and so is DeAndre Hopkins, because he had no help at all. This was a
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Wild card weekend is done. It's finished. Thank you. The Los Angeles Rams, they put an end to wild card weekend as they just minutes ago beat the Arizona Cardinals. The final score, 34-11. The Los Angeles Rams, they will move on to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tampa Bay Buccaneers doing their part to beat the Philadelphia Eagles in the first game yesterday afternoon. And now we have every game set. Saturday, you're going to have the Bengals taking on the Titans. The 49ers will take on the Packers. We will have the Los Angeles Rams taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then also Sunday, the Bills will take on the Chiefs. When we get to the top of the hour, we will spend more time going in depth on this beatdown that the Rams gave the Arizona Cardinals and just what this means for Los Angeles. You know, what does this mean for Arizona? Obviously, Arizona is going to have to go through another offseason. I feel that they're going to have to fill in some spots on their defense. I think that this is going to be a learning experience for everybody on the team, including Kyler Murray. And then we'll talk about the Los Angeles Rams. You know, Matthew Stafford walks away with a playoff victory. I don't think anyone would have expected anything less. Otherwise, this man would just be known as a loser. I'm sure that they would want to send him on the first plane back to Detroit. And so we'll get into that. The first game that took place over Wild Card Weekend was actually an interesting one. This was the Bengals beating the Raiders, the final score, 26-19. The Bengals, this is what was interesting. Going towards halftime, the Bengals led 20-6. Like seconds left in the first half, Derek Carr was able to connect with Zay Jones for a touchdown. And that game, you know, it helped things out. They got closer. But ultimately, it looked like the Bengals were in total control, winning this game out. Ultimately, the final score is 26-19. And this was a tough loss for the Raiders to swallow. They also can have a gripe with the officiating. We talked about the Dallas Cowboys in the final play of their game. On Joe Burrow, on one of his pretty damn good touchdown, the referee inadvertently blew the whistle. And technically, the whistle blows, play is dead. The play counted as a touchdown. And so for a Raiders team, which was trying to make a comeback, and ultimately it did not happen, there are a lot of people saying that, oh, man, the Raiders got robbed, and the referees, it was a touchdown that the Bengals had that the Bengals shouldn't have had. And I deliver and say the same message that I shared about the Cowboys. 60 minutes. The game is never, ever decided by one play. It always sucks if it's a touchdown. It always sucks if it's the final play of a game. But ultimately, you, offense, defense, special teams, you had 60 minutes to make your mark. And you didn't do it. Don't blame the refs. And by the way, it's a dumbass rule. The NFL actually lied at the end and just said, oh, yeah, the whistle was after. No, it wasn't. And, you know, they're covering their tracks. And the officiating crew of that game, led by Jerome Boger, they're not going to officiate any other game. So what more do we all need to hear or see to let us know how bad of a job they did? And so I told you, the Bengals move on. They're going to take on the Tennessee Titans. Joe Burrow, he understands the win. This is his first playoff game. It was his first playoff victory, but he still wants more.
We could have played better on offense in the second half, so that was disappointing, but I thought we played really well in the first half and, you know, made plays when we needed to. Defense stepped up in the fourth quarter, so it's an exciting win. We're on to the next one.
Yeah, on to the next one, because just winning one game, that ain't enough. We spoke to Leonard Marshall, former New York Giant. I asked Leonard, who are you favoring to go out there and ultimately win the Super Bowl? He didn't just drop a name, but he did say that the Bengals are the hottest team right now and that he can see them going through the AFC. You know, let's see what they can do against the Tennessee Titans, who people like myself are not high on them. I want to see them go out there and do it. Yeah, okay, 8-3, real nice to finish up, and no Derrick Henry still having a winning record. It's great. It's fun. You know, you've gone to an AFC championship game. Well, let's see what you can do against this hottest team in the Bengals. And so Joe Burrow, he knows that they're bigger things to conquer.
I mean, it's exciting, but, you know, this was expected. You know, this isn't like the icing on top of the cake or anything. This is the cake, and so we're moving on.
Joe Burrow talks like someone who's won a championship. And, yeah, he sure as hell did in college with LSU throwing 60 damn touchdowns. But he sounds like a guy who's been here before. Joe Burrow bucks the system. Joe Burrow, in his first playoff game, throws for two touchdowns, 244 yards. 116 of those yards are accounted to Ja'Marr Chase. No big surprise. Ja'Marr Chase is just a cornerback abuser. But Joe Burrow goes against everything that I say about young QBs. They get a playoff game. They look unprepared. And then they lose. Tonight, we saw it, and we'll get into it in a little while. We saw this with Kyler Murray tonight. First playoff game, and he's overwhelmed. Every time he looks up, he's being pressured. Every time he looks up, Aaron Donald is in his face. Every time he looks up, he's probably praying to God that DeAndre Hopkins shows up. He never did. And so the Cincinnati Bengals, I said this last week, I said this 2 weeks ago, they're not a joke anymore. Ben Roethlisberger retires, or excuse me, he didn't officially retire, but Ben Roethlisberger probably plays his last game, and Joe Burrow looks like he's going to be around a long time winning damn games. It's been a long time for Cincinnati, the city. We're talking almost 30, 31 years since they won a playoff game. And so Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Bengals, the young head coach of the Bengals, helping them to turn things around. He's thrilled for the city.
I'm just really, really happy for the city of Cincinnati and that they get a chance to enjoy this and now just exhale and enjoy the ride here because we're not done yet.
Okay. You're not. Let's see what they can do against those Tennessee Titans. And I just bigged up Joe Burrow. I told you how this guy just looks like he's been here before, like he's been a vet, like he's been in the NFL for a long time. Zach Taylor, he gave him some props as well.
That's what you expect from the number one pick in the draft, is plays like that, plays you can't explain, making a play when there's no play to be made. That's a phrase I've heard often in my career, and Joe Burrow's the kind of guy that can make those types of plays, and it's pretty impressive.
More than pretty impressive. Joe Burrow, I just want to see him stand upright. Sacked 51 times in the regular season, still able to execute, get the ball into the end zone, get the ball downfield. Joe Burrow was special. I know we had a caller last week. I asked him. He said, yeah, they're going to win the Super Bowl. He told me, yeah, it's not experience doesn't matter. He has experience, and he doesn't. Now he does. He has a game under his belt, and he's come through with flying colors. Let's see how many more rounds that Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals can go on this magical run. It's a beautiful thing to see a team just come out of the toilet and just move into a place of prominence. So the Cincinnati Bengals do something that not even, you know, Andy Dalton was able to do. Forget an advance or a round in the playoffs, but to actually give you hope that there's more than just making the playoffs. The Raiders, what do? They go home. Their season is done. And what happened today? Rich Bisaccia, the interim head coach, he didn't get fired. But general manager Mike Mayock, he did get the boot today. And this is pretty bad. You know, Derek Carr, after the game, he talked about how hurt he was. But he said that the team and everything that they had to go through, he's proud of them in that regard.
Honestly, I'm just trying to hold back emotion because I didn't plan on that happening. You know, I didn't expect it to have to go that way. I just felt so confident in the game plan. And so it's just hard right now. But looking at the season, you definitely have some pieces there. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, we know what happened. Mike Mayock is gone after 3 years. He was basically plucked off of television by Mark Davis to run this franchise. Gruden was pulled off of television to run this franchise. The franchise has been run into the ground. Both Gruden is gone because of his emails from 10 years ago. Mike Mayock is gone, likely because of his draft picks, guys like Cleveland Farrell, who doesn't look to be more than a special teams player. Looking at signing Antonio Brown, who didn't even get a chance to play for the team. Henry Ruggs, and who's not even on the team because he cannot operate a vehicle at a healthy speed. Jonathan Abram, who's not a complete safety. This can go on and on. Massive oversight, and now he's gone. And this is what Mark Davis does. He's going to be looking for that new, shiny, new toy. And Rich Bisaccia, who's done an excellent job as the interim head coach, he had a lot of players, including Derek Carr, who said, hey, we need to have him back. But you know what? There's going to be a new general manager who might make that decision. Ultimately, it'll be Mark Davis. And who the hell has hope or faith in him? Nobody. And so the Raiders are going through it again, a reset. It's just the Raiders' way to always do something ridiculous. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Before we continue to let things roll, I need to let you know that right now at the Home Depot, you can enjoy savings on top-rated appliances online in stores or on the Home Depot app. The Home Depot, it's how doers get more done. U.S. only while supplies last. This ends January 26th, 2022. And who got it done? Chiefs running back Jerick McKinnon. Yes. With Clyde Edwards-Helaire out, McKinnon stepped in and helped dominate the Steelers at Arrowhead. He had 61 yards on the ground, 81 yards receiving, 6 catches, a 4-yard touchdown catch from Mahomes. McKinnon, he helped the Chiefs blow out the Steelers 42-21. Sunday night. Jerick McKinnon, nice to see him getting some action. Former Viking, former 49er, and now helping to do some damage with the Kansas City Chiefs. That was a hell of a blowout last night. And even tonight, we had one hell of a blowout. 34-11, the Los Angeles Rams defeat the Arizona Cardinals at home. The Cards didn't have a chance in hell, especially from the get-go. This was ugly from the get-go. The Los Angeles Rams, they move on to Tampa. The Arizona Cardinals, they move on to vacation. And where do we move on? To talk about this game when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's time to talk Cards and Rams here, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.